Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heat's got a new gig for me. Dude, I think I'm out of here. I'm getting elevated. He's pumped. He's pumped. He's ready. Keith, do I have a future? You just talking to his mic. Who cares? Or talking to any one of these mics. So he sits back there and listens. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel really bad for
you. Fearless leader.
Yeah, I'm about to put this up on our social media.
Yes.
And I would not be surprised if it breaks the internet.
You think it's going to break the internet?
I mean,
my rap?
We've had other people rap on this station before, listen to the morning show at the end of it.
Yes.
Not them. It's other hosts that on the network. This by far blows it out of the water.
Killing it?
This might be put on a track. Somebody might be calling us here in a couple hours to put this on a track.
Is it going
to
be on the YouTube channel? Sorry.
It'll be up on our social media.
Oh, okay.
I will put it up on Instagram. I'll put it up on Twitter.
I thought it was... It was straight riff, man.
I will put a poll below for people to grade it.
Like Eminem at one point there. My palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. I was all right there. I was ready.
You had one earlier this week, too, I noticed. I don't think anybody else really noticed
on
it.
On Monday?
He's expanding his repertoire.
You might have had one with Lima earlier this week. You mentioned one, and I definitely noticed. I don't know how many other people did. You threw in some lyrics to a song.
I wonder what it was. It must have been an old song.
Obviously, no, it was somewhat like something your kids would listen to for sure that you got from your kids.
Well, so normally I do like 6-7 raps a day. Isn't that kind of weird?
You do that many, huh?
6-7. That's kind of where I am.
My son has picked that up, by the way.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
It is ridiculous. So we were just talking about it
I don't understand.
And every kid has been doing this, and my son's not even 5 years old, and he came home from hanging out with some of his older friends and started doing it the other day. I'm like, what is this?
So the first time I heard it, I like immediately went to Google. I'm like, is this something dirty or what's going on with this? And it's all not, but I'm telling you,
he's doing the hand motions too with it. You know how you're at the...
Yes.
Oh yeah, you got to do the hand motions.
Yep. Oh, what are the hand motions?
Yeah, you just bounce your hands back and forth basically.
That's it? You got to do that? Yeah. There's got to be something more to it. There's no
way.
Now
they're starting with other numbers. There's other numbers getting picked up now, too.
I don't understand. I just didn't get it, and so I was walking
I could be dead wrong on this. I think they're just doing it to annoy other people because they know it's annoying.
Because it's so random.
Yeah. Wouldn't shock me.
But it's not the worst from way to go. A TikTok. Somebody started that on TikTok.
Well, I've seen teachers do it with their whole class, like on Instagram.
We have 4 minutes. If you get it, please explain it to me because I don't. But I do know that I walked into, Tropical Storm was in high school. I was at his high school, right? So I was sitting around. He's walking out of the room now. I'm telling the rest of the story. And there were like eight, I hate to say it, there were 6 or 7 guys standing in a circle with him, Dan. And so all of a sudden, and it just in the middle of a sentence, I was like, I hope I see you guys for practice a little bit later, you know, coming up next month. I don't know. At least 6-7 of you.
Oh, goodness.
And then they all just started laughing. And I knew exactly what I did. But I just didn't get it. Like, I just don't get it.
I'm still trying. I'm trying to figure this out. It's that whole thing of I'm old. I know I'm old. And we're not going to change exactly what we are. We just want to make sure that if somebody says some of this stuff to us, we can half understand what the hell's going on.
But then, so my question now, because I'm in that old, irritating kind of stage.
Mm-hmm.
I should have one of my kids call in right now, but they're both in school. So
good move.
it's just like, although, no, actually, one's working and one's in school. But it's like, there's an age. Like, first of all, I think your kids look at you like you're the cool parents. You're hoping that they are, and that you want to think that you're the cool parents. And then all of a sudden, you become the annoying parents. But then I think if you're doing things right, you're the annoying parents to your own kids, and the other kids think you're the cool parents. You're good there. And then I just think you're parents, and so then you just totally suck. And then you hit this next phase, which I don't want to be the grandparent phase, but it's like, do you ever notice that? It's like, oh man, I love his grandfather. I love his grandma. And you're like, what am I doing here?
Or the other side, like, this, of that.
They didn't give you a book when that kid popped out into the world, did they? Nope. Either one. No book.
Nope. You're doing the best you can with what you have.
Aunt, uncle, best thing ever, man.
Darn right.
You can keep going.
All love right. Every last bit of it.
You want to do Two Keys in a Lock? We need to get back to business here. Quit derailing the show.
Sure.
Matt, are you ready to do Two Keys in a Lock?
Never been more ready.
Oh, man. Feel it. The energy. All right. Here we go. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Baskin and Phelps presents Two Keys in a Lock. Yes, it's your peek into this week's game against the Minnesota Vikings, a 9:30 a.m. kickoff in, Tottenham Hotspur Football Stadium, right?
Tottenham Hotspur. And it's Tottenham, not Tottenham.
What did I say? Tottenham.
Oh, you did well. I'm just correcting it, making sure everybody knows it's Tottenham.
All right, Matt.
Used to be called White Hart Lane. It was a great name.
Matt, I'm wearing my Corrali hat right now. I need a good answer for you. Keep going. Give me key number one.
Key number one is you got to run the football. I mean, you need to get Quinshon Judkins going, especially it'll set up the pass and it'll help out Dylan Gabriel in his first start, because I feel like over the last couple weeks, we've seen Judkins get, I don't know, like 6 or 7 carries a game. So, and we've seen glimmers of what he can do. And I feel like that's definitely something that needs to happen out at Hotspur Stadium come Sunday. Key number two.
What are you doing?
He's doing his best. Simmer down. It happens.
Dan Menigan, key number one.
The man hit on what my key number one is. You got a rookie quarterback at the helm. The best friend of a rookie quarterback, as every offensive lineman has ever told us, run the ball. Run the ball. I would turn around and hand it to Quinshon Judkins at least 20 times in this game. I would make sure Dylan Sampson got his fair share of carries as well. Run the ball. Help your rookie quarterback. Get him comfortable. That way your play-action game opens up a lot. That's key number one.
Key number one, and you brought up a good point. Could this be Dylan squared this week? Could we see the Dylans do damage to this Minnesota defense? I highly think that's going to happen. But as long as he can stay alive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And the key here, key number one, is I need 14 points from Gabriel. I need 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points, because I believe that within key number one, to get to 21 points, for this team to have the opportunity to win, the defense must score, or at least put the ball inside the 5-yard line. They must score. Scoop and score, pick 6, whatever it takes. That is my key number one. Key number two. Now you can get in the groove. Matt, are you with it? You see the music change?
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard the music. I get it.
Now you get it.
Go around the horn, right.
Yeah.
Key number two, the defense guys needs to get to the backfield. I think it's going to start up front defensively for this group. And with this grid of a defense, you got to pressure these guys, especially the guys. The Vikings are having three backups start on the offensive line. So you got to get to their running game. You got to get to Carson Wentz. Because the Vikings have a lot of weapons in the wide receiver room there in Minnesota. So as long as you can get to the backfield, I think you're going to have a lot of success. And you're going to have a game that is going to be close come the second half. Because we've seen it twice now where it's been close first halves and then blowouts come the third and fourth quarters.
Dan Madigan.
Key number two for me is very similar to what Matt Corrale said there. Except mine is going to be directed right down the middle. Key number two is going to be Garrett, and it is going to be the defensive tackles. Why? Because the offensive line of the Vikings is banged up, and Carson Wentz is not good when he has to improvise. Carson Wentz is not good when he's off schedule. So if you start getting pressure in his face, he will throw the ball up for you to pick it off. See Mason Graham, see Malik Collins has been able to do, Shelby Harris. Those guys need to have a massive impact. That's key number two.
Oh, you had to do that, didn't you? You had to do that because my key number two followed right along the line of your key number two. And that is Carson Wentz doing his best Joe Flacco impersonation by throwing the ball to the other team. And I thought Wentz had kind of maybe turned the corner a little bit last week against Pittsburgh, but what happened at the end of the game? Boom. Right? Ends up throwing it to the wrong team. So we'll see how Carson Wentz does, because I think if the Browns can put pressure on him, I think, like he already has once this year, he could throw at least two interceptions, and that would bring you back to my key number one, a pick six, or perhaps a scoop and score. Ladies and gentlemen, we reached the most important part of Two Keys and a Lock, and that is the lock. Matt, pressure's on.
All right, well, I didn't view this as necessarily a sexy lock, for lack of a better term, but the offense, guys, hasn't reached 20 yet, so it might be one. Who knows? Dylan Gabriel in his first game will throw a touchdown. Now, there's been a lot, like, it's kind of like kind of a given, like, come on, really? But Jane Daniels in his first NFL start didn't throw a touchdown, along with Michael Vick. Just a couple of players to, you know, ramble off that haven't done that. So I think he'll get it done. He'll get that one out of the way pretty quickly, especially if, again, they set up the run game with Judkins and Sampson and whoever's there in the backfield for Cleveland.
Dan Madigan.
Quinshon Judkins, 25 touches, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. That's your lock. He's going to have himself a day. Quinshon Judkins is about to have himself a day. This Vikings defense is not good against the run. Again, 28th DVOA, according to our buddy Aaron Schatz, formerly of Football Outsiders, now with the Pro Football Network. But this is a bad run defense. You have a good running back, the ball will be in his hands.
I'm torn. I really want to do a bizarre lock. I would never bet on this. I'm not a betting man for the most part, though. Do you want me to go out on a limb, or should I do a rock-solid lock? You want a rock-solid lock, or you want me to go out on a limb?
Well, let's label it. Here's your rock-solid lock.
My rock-solid lock is he will throw a touchdown pass to one of the tight ends. That is a rock-solid lock. Fannin and Joku will have one. Now, you want my...
Your long-shot lock.
My long-shot lock, which we never... Let's start doing this.
Long-shot lock, TM.
I'm telling you... We saw it in the preseason. We could see it again. If they do get a touchdown pass and they can get to 21 points, Gage Larvadan's going to find the end zone.
Whoa!
Larvadan.
Well, I like that as a long shot lock.
Yeah, that is my long shot lock. I think he's going to get an opportunity to play, too. I don't know. I mean, you're not going to not elevate him off the practice squad. Tillman's hurt. I thought they showed chemistry. Now, again, it was against guys that probably aren't playing football anymore. But I saw chemistry with those guys during the preseason. I think they can have that same kind of chemistry on Sunday. So that's my long shot lock.
I like that.
Larvadan. Do you want one? I got a minute here. I can give you got a long shot lock? Since you gave me the time to do it, I'll give you one.
I don't know if I have one. I didn't think that far ahead, but I like the idea of a long shot lock. I think that needs to be added in.
Matt, you got one? You got a long shot lock? Pick anything you want. I mean,
let's go Shelby Harris scoop and score touchdown. Why not?
It's a good long shot lock.
I like
it's
that.
It's a good long shot lock. I can get behind that too.
Maybe off a blocked field goal. Who knows? He did it in week three. So, hey, we'll see.
Wow. Oh, that's a good one. How about Aiden Huntington? We're going to throw everything out. I mean,
okay, now we're really
no. That has to happen. Like no, that has to be. That has to happen at home because it would be the headline would read.
Oh, with that. Well, oh, quick yeah,
that's a good call.
Yeah. Huntington. Yeah, Huntington house call at Huntington Bank Field. You know.
Or yeah, or earns his name or something like that.
Something along those lines. Oh, yeah.
You can bank on Huntington. Boom. Come
that's
on.
That's a good one.
Come on. I'm not here for the tryouts, baby.
Get the plane dealer on the phone.
Call the business. Get the commercial going.
All right. I am looking forward to tomorrow, as I do. I'm looking forward to tonight, high school first, because you know how I work my weekends, right? It's always high school. Then it's college. It's the Buckeyes tomorrow. We got a couple college football games tonight, too, as a matter of fact. But you know who's going to help us break down the Ohio State Buckeyes? You know, your friend and mine, Tim May, is next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.